Okay, we are trying to understand the machlokes Rabba and Rabbi Yaisi. So actually there are two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon we learned yesterday. First lashon, Rabba and Rabbi Yaisi argue which case where a man is Mekadesh Isha and he said Chamshin and it's Shavah Chamshin. So we have here a machlokes Rabba Rabbi Yosef. Bameh pligi. So Rabba says that if you say chamshin, mishava chamshin, it's a good kedushin. We have no problem understanding Rabba. Rabba is saying k'may shehu, the way it's logical. We do have a problem understanding Rabbi Yosef, and that's where we left it yesterday. We'll come back to Tosis and Rabbeinu Tami afterwards, but we had a difficulty understanding Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said tzrichi shuma. They need a shuma. What type of shuma? Rashi said, Taisus both said a shuma of kaidin matamais, that they have to shut up the value before you do a kedushin. And if you don't, Rabbi Yosef holds it's not a chasana. So what's the case that's not a chasana? Man goes over to a woman and he says, I want to marry you with this ring. And this ring cost me $50. And she hears what he says. She doesn't fully believe him. So chadaita doesn't mean that she dafka doesn't believe him, but she's not semech dafkan and she doesn't fully believe him. So if Rabbi Yosef, it's not a good kedushin. So yesterday we were trying to understand why shouldn't it be a good kedushin? Why did she take it? If she thinks it's not worth the money, and let's say she thinks it's worth $40, or $30. So if she thinks it's worth $30, I want to be married anyway. So then what's the problem? Let her take it for 30 and be married anyway. If she thinks it's worth 30 and I don't want to be married, so why'd she take it? Why'd she take it? She's a Gaza. So why does Rabbi Yosef, how is Rabbi Yosef touching up the story here? What's going on here in the Maisa according to Rabbi Yosef's Havana of this mice? She trusts it's very far-fetched to say that it's such a unusual thing to trust the man you want to marry when he says what it's worth. That's so far-fetched that if she trusts him it should be butlodaitis call on him. It's very far-fetched. I mean, to say myselfitis itself a chiddush. But to say it's just too much. It's not much. It's not. It's not. Davar Amistaber. It's yes.
She's confident. She was planning on getting evaluated. If this is what he said, then fine, we're married. And if it's what last
night, I want it. So we'll get to this. This is the Mahalath Yaki mentioned yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. But the Dibris Moshe, if Moshe has a piece on this, the only place I know where Rabbi Yosef is explained is in the Dibris Moshe. It's Ha'or Samach Gimel in his Ha'oris. And in the Dvar Avram, he says, I think he means the same idea. The two of them explain Rabbi Yosef. The question is, why is she taking it? She doesn't trust him. She doesn't want to be married to this. Why is she taking it? Zokter of Moshe. 1 minute. This woman probably wants to be married to him anyway. Most women, by the time they get to the chuppah, they'd be married for free. They'd get married for nothing also. She's getting married for the money? No. So she comes under the chuppah. Zot Rav Yosef, you know why she takes the ring and she says, I'll be married? Because she likes him. She wants to be married to him. So she feels, he's telling me the ring is worth 50 zuz, not worth 50 zuz, but who cares? I want to be married to him because I want to be married to him. I don't care about the ring. I don't care about the thing he gives me for kedushin. So to Ramesha, that this is Rabbi Yosef's chashash, that loisam chadaita. Why does she take it? She takes it because she wants to be married to him. She's a person who likes this fellow. She dated him and they got engaged and they planned a wedding and it comes to the chasna. And it comes to the wedding. He's cheap. He gives her a ring that's too cheap. He says, what do I care? You know, I want to get married to him. Nothing to do with the ring. So really, she's masking to get married below Kesef Klal. She's really masking to get married without any money at all. And the Megla, that's why she took whatever she took, and she really doesn't have das for it. Rav Moshe points out, if you think about it, a woman, when she gets married, what does it mean she has to want it for the Kesef Kedushin? She spends whatever the ring is worth, $50, $100, she spends thousands of dollars on the wedding. The minig was to give a nadin. Sometimes the kallah side would give a nadin that could be worth $5,000. And she's getting a ring that's worth $50. What does it mean she's doing it for the kesef? She's doing it for the money. Not for the money. She's spending more money than she's getting. Zakhtar of Maisha must mean the Torah is makbid that she has to do it with a kinyan for the kesef. She has to want the kinyan kesef. The Torah says that's how kedushin works, with a kinyan kesef. She has to want the kinyan of this kesef. So that's the pshat in this Gemara in Rabbi Yosef. She's not doing it for the kesef. She's not samech to ask that this ring is worth what he says. And she's just going ahead with it because she wants to be married to him anyway. And that's the pshat of Rabbi Yosef. So if she knows that it's worth $50, so he comes to her, he says, I want to do a kinyan with you for $50. So she's masking, no skin off her back. She would do it for free also. But he gives her $50. I want to marry you with the $50. So she's masking. What's the big deal? You don't need. If he'll say stoma, he'll just give it to her. You don't have to know the value. But if he says, I'm marrying you with the $50, a kinyan for $50, so either she's masking to the kinyan for $50 or she's not. See, Rabbi holds, she's masking. She does it. She's signed up that it's $50. Rabbi Yosef holds. She really doesn't believe him, it's $50. But she gets married because she wants to be married to him. That's the chash of Rabbi Yosef.
She doesn't know the exact value.
What?
She could have
a kinyan kesef if she doesn't know the value. But if you're doing a kinyan kesef for 50 zuz, so if, either she has a choice, yes or no. Either she's masking to the... Is she masking to this kinyan or she's not masking to this kinyan? She could... But if she thinks that were $50, so she thinks it's a joke. That there is no $50 kinyan. So if there's no $50 kinyan, so it's not. So what? In her lumdah, she's saying it's not a $50, it's a $40 kinyan. The chash is that she's saying, look, a $50 kinyan that he's doing is not a kinyan. I want to be married anyway, so that's why I'm doing it. Not because I want a $40 kinyan. Maybe she wants a $40 kinyan, but it's possible she wants it. She's saying, I'll do it without the kinyan.
If she stam
says, I don't care how it's worth, then Noach would be right, then she's doing it for a $40 kinyan. But the chash of Rabbi Yosef is that she says, look, the ring's not worth this, but who cares? Who cares? I just want to be married to him. She's not doing it l'shem kinyan for this kesef. If it's clear to her it's worth 50 and he comes over and says, I want to marry you with a $50 kinyan, so then she does it and it's understood. But if she comes to her and says, I want to do a $50 kinyan, she looks at it, she thinks it's not worth $50, so then she so her das is that he's not doing a kinyan, but that his kinyan is incorrect, and I thought PK and I want to be married to her, so I'll go ahead with it.
So why is
the kinyan? The question really is, I mean, this is how he's living with Rabbi Yosef. The question is, like, Mehechetesi, we should make up this whole story. Why should we make up this whole story? We see a normal chuppah, it's a $50 ring, he says it's 50. The Rabbi Yosef is still a problem. Like, why should we make up this whole business? But all right, Rav Moshe holds it. That's
true. Rav Moshe doesn't fit into the words of Rav Yosef. Nice shot. It doesn't fit into the word. Because Rav Yosef says...
Rav Yosef says... Leisam
chedaita... It's not.
Since Leisam chedaita that it's worth $50, so therefore, she's not thinking about this kinyan b'chlal. He's doing a $50 kinyan, and she's saying it's baloney.
So why is the only solution to all this?
What's the other solution?
She should express it. She's marking for a kinyan.
You don't have to do that. You can just tell him to say kolduhu, and then there's no problem. He keeps his mouth shut. He doesn't say 50 zuz. The question is, you have to lach ha'maisa once it happens. Of course, if he comes to us, like the first lashon, we'll tell him, listen, just don't say chamshin. Just give her the ring quietly, and there won't be no problem. Why does he have to say chamshin? Eitzis we have. The problem is lach ha'maisa. The Gemara said there's an Eitzah, b'chol dehu. He doesn't have to say chamshim. Why is he saying chamshim?
If he does, who cares?
If she's Simach, it's good. Rabbi Yosef is Chayshish, Dalai Samcha. Rabbi Yosef is Chayshish, Dalai Samcha. Daita. The kash is, why did she take it? Why did she take it? She took it because she wants to marry him anyway. What's the difference? But there is a difference. You need a king. Now look, this is Ramesh's pshat and Rabbi Yosef. What? Sivi says Kaldu, who is the way a Kenyan pruta. So what's she chayshish? She got something. It's clearly, Rashi says it's clearly.
I don't care what it's whatever.
Alright, so if you want it to work this way, let it work this way. So it's fine, it's a Kenyan.
But she's not.
She would do it. But if she has no problem with what he's doing, so then she's masking. She's not thinking in her mind what he's doing is baloney and I want to do it anyway. In her mind, he's doing it fine. He's doing a Kenyan Kessel, fine. Do a Kenyan Shtar, it'll be fine. Whatever he does. I mean, if there's no problem, if what he's doing makes sense to her, so then why should there be a problem? She'll get married for nothing. You want to do a king yishtar? Fine. You want to do a king kesa? Fine. Nothing bothers her. If nothing bothers us, there's no problem. If something bothers her, so then we have to touch up what's going on. Alright, look, I'm not very excited about Rabbi Yosef's chat. The problem is we're going to have to deal with it l'halacha. And needs Hesper. At least Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe's gaining, is answering the kasha. If she doesn't believe it's worth 50, why is she taking it? She's not masking to this nice kedusha. Why is she taking it? She's not a gosling. So that Rabbi Moshe's answering. Rabbi Moshe's satisfying that. Rabbi Moshe's saying she's taking it because she wants to marry him anyway. What does she care? But the problem that why we should learn all this into her mind. All right, that's a problem with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is helping. It's Rabbi Yosef is still mechudish to condemn.
She doesn't care. What's the kind of
if she doesn't care about it,
he's not married. She's not married.
But they want to do a Kenyan to be married. So Rabbi Yosef writes, "Our korcha kavanas haTorah is not that." The Kesef Derim should convince her to be married, but that she should be masking to do a kinyan with the ring. So if she's masking to do a kinyan with the ring, it's fine. If in her mind the husband is not trustworthy, so she's not doing the kinyan with the ring. So that's another question. Why is this woman marrying him if she doesn't rely on what he says? So I don't know, some wives are suspicious sometimes the things the husbands say. The thing is usually right away in the beginning, they're not. It usually takes a little while till they learn him, but they learn what he's like, but I don't know. It's not so unusual, but some chadaita. You know, he cares about me, he wants to make believe it's worth a lot of money, he pretends, but
What about if it's more?
If it's more, then what? It should be worse? But she's chayshish, it's more. She has to be masking to the Maisa Kenyan. She has to be masking to the Maisa Kenyan. Is she masking or not? If she doesn't believe him, that's where 50 is. She's not being masking to the Maisa Kenyan. There's a Maisa Kenyan. He comes and he says, I want to be kind of you with a $50 ring. Shirai, whatever it is. And if she doesn't believe him, it's a $50 Shirai. She's not being masking to what he's doing. Why is she taking it? Because she wants to be married to him. Take it or leave it. I mean, this is the only mahalach in Rabbi Yosef that I know. Except we'll get to the Rambam sheet in a minute.
What's wrong with the overestimate?
It's very queer that a man should give a woman something worth, say it's worth 50, and since he thinks it's worth 60, she's not masking. Why isn't she?
No, not that she's not masking. She thinks it's worth more, so she thinks it's getting a good deal.
She thinks it's a good deal. All right, that would be a chashad if there would be a reason to think that she thinks it's worth more, but it can't be pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says l'shem chadaita, which literally means she doesn't rely on him. Not relying on him doesn't imply she thinks it's worth more. L'shem chadaita implies she thinks it's worth less. That's the language of l'shem chadaita. So while what you're saying is true, if you mislead a woman to think it's worth more, it's going to be a problem. As Emes, and hopefully we'll get to that. but it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yosef. Your din is correct, but it's not Pshat Rabbi Yosef.
He's saying
she thinks it's worth more.
He's saying it's worth 60.
I don't know. Usually, wives suspect a husband of overestimating what they give as a gift, not underestimating. Kachim Advarim. Anybody, not Dafka husband. Somebody gives you a gift, says how much it's worth. Sometimes you may be suspicious they overestimate. I don't think you're suspicious that they underestimate the value of the gift, especially if they say the value. But the Ikka D'Amri is a little easier. Ikka D'Amri's second lashon is v'chol dehu nami pligi. They argue even stam kiddush. B'yaisif ha'mishav ha'kesef ha'ayu ha'kesef. Ma kesef dekayitz ha'shav ha'kesef nami dekayitz. You see, the Gemara doesn't even bother explaining Rabba. Rabba is easy. Rabba says, let's be chishuma, that's partial. The Yosef says, you need kayitz, you have to shots up the value. I'm Rabbi Yosef, and I'll prove it. And now we know the Tanya, Mekesef Bekanasai, Mekesef Veniknev, Veniknev Tvor became. That pasuk is actually by Eved Ivri, as Rashi says. But Rabbi Yosef learns, Tvor Bekalem Hechidami. Interesting. Ilay medalei maknu b'klal. It's not true. Yashar galas yamarach manal rabbi shavu kesef ki kesef. We know we had in the Mishnah based on Manala that shavu kesef ki kesef bayevet ibi. Vigal less bu shavu pruta bayevet ibi kelim. Efel kesef nami. If it's less than shavu pruta, it's never good. El alav dis bu shavu pruta. Hakim medalei kaitz ilay. So Rabbi Yosef, according to the second lashon, learns kaitz. I think the easiest way to learn, it's not a svara. Xeris Hakasov, that you need Tzitzas Damim. No? Because that way you don't have a problem. Our problem was, what's the svar of Rav Yosef? Xeris Hakasov, it's not such a bad, not so hard to deal with. Xeris Hakasov, that it has to have a set value, and then it's fine. I think the Ramakna says, that's Xeris Hakasov, that the Shava Kesef has to be like Kesef. Just like Kesef, you look at a $5 bill, you know what it's worth. The Shavu Kesef, you have to be able to look at it and know what it's worth. The kinds. What would be if a man gives a woman kedushin in the dark room, pitch dark, and he gives her something? He says, "Yeah, I'm giving you a ring, l'shem kedushin." Doesn't say what it's worth. Give you a ring, l'shem kedushin, hayak medeshesli, and she can't see what it's worth. Would that be chesaron of kinds? Huh? That be chesaron of kayitz. So the Hamakna says probably not. Kayitz just means it has to be a thing with a clear shuma, with a clear value. Like money has a clear value. If you have an object that you have a shuma for, it's not because she has to see it. It's nothing to do with her das. It just has to be an object with a clear value. So, what? So it does, is it smichas das in this pshat? Good word. What? Where? So it's nothing to do with Shem Chadayit, you mean? Yeah, fine. That'd be the easier way, I guess, the easier way to go. Now, we... oh, wait. We have to get to the Rambam sheet, huh? Okay, the Rambam... The way the Ran understands the Rambam, it's not 100% clear that this is Pshat of the Rambam, but the Ran here in Asug, he explains the Rambam that the Shuma, not like Rashi and Taisis. Rashi and Taisis learned Shuma and Agamara is Shuma when Kaidim Matan Mois, that the Shuma is before the Maisa Kedushin. You have to shots up the value of the item before you give the Kedushin. That's how the Rashi and Taisis learned the Sugya. Shuma Kaitim Kiddushin. The Rambam learns that we're talking about Shuma La'achar Kiddushin. That after you do the Maisa Kiddushin, you have to shots up its value. According to the first Lashon, Isha Le'sam Chadaita, she doesn't trust. He says what it's worth. Le'sam Chadaita. And what's going on in her mind? She's thinking, you know what? He's giving me this thing. Let me take it. I'll go get it appraised. And if what he says is true, I'll be married to him. If he comes to me under the chuppah and lies to me and gives me something and he's telling me a false price, I don't want to be married to him. If it's true, then I'll be married to him. That's how Rabbi Yosef learns. So even according to Rabbi Yosef, you do a shuma later, and later, if the shuma shows that what he said is correct, she'll be married as of the time of the shuma. Later. Not as of the time of the Kiddush. But later, at the time of the shuma. What? That's a good question. We'll get to that. One second. I just want to make sure you understand the Rambam Shita here. The Rambam Shita is, we're not talking about shuma beforehand, we're talking about shuma after. Rabbah holds, you don't have to do a shuma after they're married right away, b'shas kiddush. Rav Yosef holds, Yishol Esam Chedaita, she is going to go and shuts up the thing. She's suspicious of him. She's going to shut up the value. And once she shuts up the value, if it comes out she's telling the truth, then, at the time of shutting up, it'll be a good kiddush. This is how the Rambam learned, you know, what you said
right
yesterday.
How do you know it's not right? You're saying that the whole shuma is not till afterwards. And how do you know it's not 150?
It is 150.
How do you know it's not? The case that they say it's not 150, everybody agrees it's not a good position.
If she'll challenge him, then Bezmel will have to shut it up to Paskin as a good Kiddush. As a practical matter, you're going
to
need a Shuma. You're right. In other words, according to Rabbah, you don't need a Shuma. It doesn't mean you don't need a Shuma. It means he gives it to her. She takes it. She's quiet. The assumption is it's good. If no one's going to chap her, no one's going to say anything. So the assumption is that it's good. You don't have to shut it up. Someone will make a pickbook on the Kiddush. And someone will come to Bez, and so Bez will have to say, okay, what's it really worth? And they'll have to pass it. So they will have to shut it up. But stop, you don't have to shut it up. A man gives something to a ring, to a woman, and he says worth, and she assumes it's worth, and there's no problem. Stop, it's a good kiddush.
What kind of kiddush?
Koyt Rabbi Yosef, what?
Can it be
a mafreya? Well, the Ran says the fairish, not, that's not a mafreya.
Why can't it be?
The Ran says that her das is that I'm going to go shots it up, and once I shots it up, at that point, it's going to be a kedusha. Why does the Ran understand the Rambam that way? Probably because of the Lashon HaGemara, Tzrichi Shuma. If Rabbi Yosef will hold that once he shots it up, it's kedusha, Mishas kedusha, and then there's no real machlekes, Rabbi Yosef. Machlekes if you have to do the Shuma, that's all. There's no real machlekes. So he holds that the kedusha will be at a later time.
What about the second Lashon?
And in the second Lashon, presumably the same thing. Not clear from the Ram, but presumably the same thing. That you'll have to shut it up afterwards. I don't think you could see from the Ram. You see, it's hard to know because the Rambam talks about the case of Chamshim and Shavah Chamshim. The Rambam is a Psak Sefer, it's not a Pirush of the Gemara. So he goes on Chamshim and Shavah Chamshim. It's very hard to know how we'll hold, how we'll learn up the second Lashon. It could be the same way, it could be not the same way. Okay, it depends how the Ram will learn the second Lashon. If the Ram doesn't go into it, then I don't want to, since there are a lot of possibilities, it's not for now. Now, all this is Negei Lahalacha as follows. There are three Shitas in the Rishayim. One, we'll call the Mitzvah Shita. We could call it Taisis Shita, not Rabbeinu Tam that we saw yesterday, but Stam Taisis. The Ritzvah says a Beferish. He holds that we paskin nothing needs Shuma. We paskin like Rabba, Leitz Rechi Shuma, zero. Nothing in the world needs a Shuma. That's the Shita of Ritzvah. That's the Shita of Maskonas HaTaisvis. And the Ramban holds that way, that nothing needs a Shuma. The second Shita is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Rabbeinu Tam holds, and we saw this yesterday, that this Gemara is talking only about Shirai, which is something which people don't make big mistakes in the value of a piece of cloth. She writes something which Tosis Lashon was Shemusan Yadua Ktas Ve'ein Ragilun Litais Bay. It's the type of thing that people don't make big mistakes about. It's a typical item. And being that it's a typical item, people don't make mistakes, so there's no big problem. But if it will be a ring or a pearl where people are regimen litois harbe, then the Rabbeinu Tam says we paskei lahalacha that tzrichi shuma. You have to shut it up before the wedding. And that's why the minig is that when we do a kedushin, we give a woman a ring that doesn't have stones, doesn't have any fancy design which could confuse the woman about what it's worth, and because we don't want to get into a problem. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The third Shita is the Shita Saramban. Rambam holds that shiroi are begadim, it's karva hana'as on it. It's something that a woman, when she gets it, she has a lot of hana'a from it right away. She gets a nice baguette, she can put it on. Something that's karva hana'as on, that's a close hana'a, via we paskin ain't sarach shuma, because she's maskin. She sees it, she's misa'aveloi, it's something she wants. So she's masking to take it for whatever it's worth. But if it would be a shar kalin, if it would be some other item that's not something that she's especially interested in, it would be a bar of silver, something that she can't have enough from right away, it just has a value. The Rambam says everyone holds Tzrichi Shuma. That everyone holds Tzrichi Shuma. Only time is loy tzrichi shuma is something that's mekarban ha'asan and nashim esavin lahem, something like that. But other things do need a shuma. So this is the Rambam shita that generally other items do need a shuma. Probably most things according to the Rambam need a shuma. And like Rabbeinu Tam, only a few things need a shuma. Much fewer items need a shuma. When we give a plain ring, l'chayra we yaitz everybody shita. We don't need a shuma. Like the Ritva, nothing needs a shuma. Like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a plain ring. There's no problem. Like the Rambam, so it's karva hanasa. It's something that she enjoys having right away. So all these things, so the way we do it, we try as best we can to satisfy all of the shitas and to do a kedushin in a way that is that's a good kedushin l'kuliyam. According to the Rambam, you can probably give a stone, because according to the Rambam, anything that's karva haniyasa that she enjoys getting and isha misavis lahem, so they should. According to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, you should have to say.
So we're not
yet to
the Rambam.
I mean, if
it's Hamshin?
Why?
Because
the Rambam in general says you have to say Hanor.
So I'm not saying,
you mean in general he says you have to say Hanor here, because the Karvanasi implies Hanor?
Well, it's really his book, really, because it's such a thing in general, but also over here, the Shaykh says that it's Hanor. So we should be really not yet to the Rambam.
No,
but he's not lying. He's saying it's Chamshin and it's Chamshin. We say the woman is going to be Samech Das because she's Mesavala, so she's
sad. So it's the Hanah that she's getting this thing.
I mean, in her mind, it may not be worth 50, and
it's
just
that. No, it's worth that. She's getting the actual kippah, whatever it is.
He's doing the Kaddish with Kessler.
What?
He's doing Kaddish with Kessler.
No, but he's tithing that if she doesn't trust him on the value, and the only reason that we say she's going to be masking is because it's something she wants, So what does that mean? Like, if he would give her a bar of gold, she wouldn't trust him on the value. Now she gives her a piece of gold that's in the shape of a jewelry, so now she trusts him? Is the vart, if the vart is she trusts him, so then your cash is not a cash. If the vart is that she still doesn't trust him, but it's something she likes, so therefore she's going to just take it, then you're right, then it could be a problem.
No.
She's going to take it as a nice opinion because she wants it.
She wants it, so I want
to have it. Doesn't mean that to her it's worth it.
I want to do a nice opinion where I'm going to get something from this.
Is it a hanov? Is it a hanov? Is it that she trusts it's worth the amount that he says?
Because could be. No, she wants it.
I understand. Is she trusting the amount that he says it's worth?
She doesn't care about the amount. She wants it.
She doesn't listen to the amount, and it doesn't enter her mind. Could be. She doesn't enter her mind at all. She's doing it for this, and this is what she's asking to. Now, the Rush is the Kasha. The Rush asks, what are you making a tumul for? The Rush brings Rabbeinu Tam. Says, what are you making a tumul for? I was never at a wedding where the man says, Chamshim. At every chasna we go to, he doesn't say the value, he doesn't say Chamshim. He just says, Hari Amokadesh is Liba Tabazu. So what's the problem? So the Rosh says, he doesn't understand. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Our minig is to get married this and this way. What do you mean, our minig? There's no problem about our minig, because the Lidi Dan, we don't say Chamshim, so there's no problem in the first place. Right, they only argue if you say chamshim, you shava chamshim, and it could be by a diamond ring. So Rav is made to Rabbi Yisrael. That's all. If you say chamshim, if you say kol dehu, or if you say nothing, so there was never a habamina that you need shum. What? Yes, it's funny to say our minig is not to use a diamond ring because what's the problem? Someone goes to Masada Kedusha and he says, you know, I'd like to put a diamond on the ring. So Masada Kedusha should say, okay, just make sure you only say Hari Yavu Kadesh is Leave it to Basu, that's my Shiv Yisrael. So see, of course that's what I'm going to say. I mean, you never heard that. There's never at a wedding where someone says something different. So you can make a Gzeira. If it's a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. But he's saying Minogenu. I don't know, it just sounds like a Chumra. Sounds like a Vaita Chumra. The Ran answers the Rush's Kasha. The Ran says, because we're Chayshish for the second Lashon. For the second Lashon in the Gemara. Second Lashon in the Gemara is that they argue even B'chol Dehu. And Rabbeinu Tam means that even in the second Lashon, by Avonim Tayvais or Margoliais, Rabba would be Maida, needs a Shuma, because of the fact that the Regim Lamiti and the Hope Shat. But Lav Dafka, the first Lashon is in the second Lashon. And that's the reason. That's the reason for Aminik. Okay. In Lomdis, in the Sugya, it doesn't fit that well. If you sit down and you think about it, it doesn't fit that well into the second Lashon. But alright, that's Oishtetin Ran. That's why we do it. Now this is a sif that you really should look up in Shulchan Aruch. But there are klal, when you learn, it's important when a person learns to be able to have things that catch your fancy and you want to look into. Especially, you'll be spending, it's Hashem, much of your life learning without going to a shir. If people learn on their own, it's hard. Which mafarshim should you look into? Okay, sure, you look at Slach, where do you look? You have to look where it catches your interest. But this Rabbeinu Tam, I think, would catch most people's interest. The idea of giving a ring at a wedding. And if you open the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, it says two very interesting things about this business here, about this Rabbeinu Tam. And Sif Beis, it brings the Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh Omrim, Shem Kitcher Bedover, Shem Bekiyim, Bishum Masan, Pamun Toye Ben Harbek, Ugan Ovam Toye Ben Magoliais, Bamas Kachi Ben Rezu, Shoshoven on Zuz, Tzorach Shuma, Vaisan Chedaita. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the first Lashon. The Yesh Omrim, a second Yesh Omrim, Shafilo kitcha bevin stam v'loyama sheshava nunzud tzrichishuma. That's like the second lashon. The second lashon he said b'chaldehu. You also need shuma l'chach dogu l'kadesh b'tabah shein ba'evin. Zakta Rama Naya Makamakim Nayagin Makamakim is connected to the words before. He says Nayagin Takas Achupa Lishael Le'edim Imetaba Shava Pruta. I don't know if you were ever close enough under the chuppah to see what the Masadr does. The Masadr asks the witnesses, is the Tabas worth a Pruta? Why does he ask the witnesses? You have any idea? Why would the Masada Kedushin ask the witnesses of a sort of Pruta? Why? So the Eidim should know if it's a Kenya Kedushin. That's what most people assume, right? Don't you assume? Huh? Why does the Masada Kedushin ask the Eidim? Because the Eidim should know, right? So I was under a chuppah and I asked the Eidim, is this worth a pruta? And one eight said, oh, it's worth a lot more than a pruta. Bukhari did it, he was okay, right? That's incorrect, totally incorrect. Listen to what it says in the Ramah. Mekamak emdeigin tachas achofa lishol eidim and tabah shav a pruta. Kidei sheteida hakala she'ein mekatsha rak b'shav a pruta. So the kala should hear. And she should know that even if this ring is only worth one pruta, it's a chasna anyway. She might think it's silver, she might think it's platinum, it may be cheaper. And the reason is sheteida hakala she'ein mekatsha rak b'shav a pruta. So I was under the chuppah and I asked the eidim, is this worth a pruta? And one eid said, oh, it's worth a lot more than a pruta. So I told him, I didn't ask you that. That's not your job. If you think that the reason he asked the eidim is so that the eidim should know, so he did a good job. He said, yes, what's one of the pruta? But just the opposite. The reason that we do it under the chuppah is to tell the kala that even if it's just worth a pruta, it's a chasana. It's a chuppah that's even just worth a pruta. That's all it has to be worth. So if the eidim are going to say, oh, it's worth much more, that's not what I want. That's not what I asked you. That's not what we want you to say. We want you to say, yes, it's worth a pruta, period. Or you say, is it worth a pruta? Yeah, it's worth a pruta. All right. So, you know, that's fine.
Well, you can ask anybody.
More than that, I've seen certain Masadri Kedushin who the kala is like chuppah machne. You know, they don't like to stand too close to the women. So they're standing on the side with the men and they turn to the eidim and they say, is it worth a pruta? The kala can't hear. She can't even hear it. And says it's worth a pruta. They didn't say it's worth a pruta. Yashkayach. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that the kala should know it's worth a pruta. Rabelski's Masada Kedushin, he always tells the kaisas, kala, listen. He always says, kala, listen. Is this worth a pruta? Remember that? He says, is it worth a kala, listen? And he says, is this worth a pruta? And they say, yes. Now, I don't know what the kala thinks, what she's supposed to listen to exactly, but that's what she's listening to. Is it worth the pruta? What?
The whole point of the kala thing is that most kala are thinking, okay, I'm getting married even if it's worth
the pruta. Well, they're hearing it beferish that they them only know it's worth the pruta.
They know that a ring is not worth the pruta. So they know that it's worth more than that. So if you find to tell the kala that she's getting married only.
She's getting married with this ring. Whatever it's worth, that's what we're telling her. The Eidim are saying it's worth a pruta. Why is Masada Kedushin saying it's worth a pruta? Because it has to be worth a pruta to get married. I think everyone understands under the chuppah that that's why he's doing it. Why is he saying pruta? Why is he saying it's worth $5? He's saying pruta because pruta is the amount you need for it to be a chasana. So the kala may hope it's worth more, but she's hearing that if it's a pruta, it's a chasana. Huh?
Really a rhetorical question.
It's rhetorical. She hears the question, and she could even assume the answer. You mean? She could assume if you're going ahead with it that Misak Dush is saying it's worth a proof. Yeah, it's what Misak you're saying that this is a chasna. It's worth a proof.
Cover
kala what? It's worth a proof. Even it's worth a proof.
We
could do it that way. You could do it that way. Is it a question on why Nagu or Nayagin? Gam Nayagin. Listen to this. Gam Nayagin. Lekasais pnei hakalais atznuais. To cover the faces of the kalais atznuais. I don't know. I guess there were some kalais that were not snuais. They didn't cover their face. I don't know how they decide for the chasna, which ones to cover, which ones not. But it says, Gam Nayagin lekasais hakalais atznuais. Ve'ina makpidais b'man mekadesh aysam. We cover their face. Which means that they can't see what they're getting. So they're masking whatever it is. They're masking whatever it is. So whatever they're getting, this is why we want it. And this seems to be based on the same idea. That the reason we cover the Kalas King is so she should, whatever it is she's getting, she's Mekudeshes for. Right, by the way, the veil was so thick that they couldn't see through, and that's what seems from here. She's getting married no matter what. No, but she's masking to his kid. Right, we say if she's not suspicious, there's no problem. Whatever you want to do, do. You want to give me this or give me that, fine. If she's not suspicious, she's masking to however he goes about doing it. Now, what I would like you to look at, I'd like you to look at Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. There's a tumul here. Yeah, I'll just read to you the beginning of Avnei Miluim. And everybody, all the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch talk about it here. The beginning of Avnei Miluim, he brings a Chidushei Marit. The Marit was the son of, remember where its father was? The Mabit was the Marit's father. Okay, they had the same last name. He says, Zachrani Shariisi Bialdusi. He says, I remember seeing as a child, but Shuvah is to Abba Marizal. Be'echad shekidish isha achas, v'yapneh mechusais, v'lay roa edim aysa, ela achakach. Her face was covered. And Edim did not see her till afterwards, k'shahol chala, and she went away, she took off her veil. Hirzirua, so the Masada Kedushin brought her back. V'amru lo shetegalo p'neha k'desh yuchu lahayin. So take off the veil so that... the Edom could see who you are. Va'oz ro'olaisa. And then they saw her. The Herich with Tzadeid, the Mabit, Paskin, Shaloi Lachush Kedushin, she's not married. Hayu va'oisa shosh and niskacha le ro'oisa. At the time of the Chasin, the Kedushin, they couldn't see her face. Havalei mekadish below Yehidim. So flies Kedushin without Edom. Vapo pishuru alachim ikan. Even though he saw it later, Echashash, that's not Kedushin. So here is already a very interesting topic. What is the Mabit Shita? Now, I'm not paskening to you, I'm just starting off the sugya. It starts always with this Marit in the name of his father. His father paskin, that if you don't see Pnei Akala, if you don't know who the Kala is, that if you can't see who the Kala is, the two of them can't see, that's not a Kedushin, even B'di'evet. Right, so this, I'd like you to look at, this is Negez, he says, a Maisa, we are two Edim, where Machoyme Agedar, and they heard a Maisa Kedushin on the other side of the wall, which also they couldn't see. So, again, as I said, I'd like you to look at it, you can look at the Avnei Miluim. What? It's Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, the Avnei Miluim is Sifkat Dalet. If there's a tshuva here, there's a Sefer HaMakna here. All life and art, the HaMakna has in the back on the Seder Shulchan Aruch. And I have my own kash on this whole thing, but I'd like to wait until you take the time to look at it. It's an interesting nekuda. There's an interesting tshuva in some Sefer. It's one of those tshuvas about one of these chasanas. The Ikar Tshuva is a maisa where a man married a woman, and he led her to believe that he's a rich man and that he's a lamdin. Why dafka those two? I don't know. But he's wealthy and he's a lamdin. And after the chasna, she realized he's not wealthy and he's not a lamdin. Doesn't know how to learn. Mamish nothing, the way that says maisa. So the question was if it's a good Kedushin or not. So what would you say? Huh? What? The sugya later, which one? The one I'm Memches, the one on Samach Beis. They're two missions. What? Huh? It's good tradition. Meisim b'chol yayim. Meisim b'chol yayim, yeah. The Asher part or London part? So he asks, there's a stira, two mishnahs. One mishnah, on Daf Samach Beis, a man, Mekadosh HaSeisha, V'omar, K'sabar HaYisi, Shehi Kayhenes. I thought she's a Kayhenes. Bari Leviyah, I wanted to marry a Baskayan. She's not a Baskayan. Or, Ashira, Aniya, I thought she's poor. Bari Ashira, and she's wealthy. So K'sarim. The K'sarim. I want to marry poor women. I want to marry rich woman. I'm going to have all kinds of tzaras later. Or Ashira Vairaniya. All these cases, how is that the Kadeshus? Why? Shalai Hitosai. She didn't fool him. He said Kasavar easy, I thought. So he made a mistake. He thought so. She didn't fool him. She didn't fool him. So the past is a good past. But this doesn't sound a place. On Memches, Amid Beis, and the Mishnah continues on Memches. It says, if you say Aminosh Shani Asher V'nimtza Ani, or Aminosh Shani Kayim V'nimtza Levi, not so bad with Levi, but so it says Einam Kadeshus. So what's the difference between two Mishnahs? Here he said Aminos. Right, now if you say Aminos, what happens if you didn't say Aminos? He just told her, while they were dating, he told her, you know, I have $1 million in the bank. You know, nonchalantly, you know, he mentions that he has a lot of money. Well, nonchalantly, he says he's a lamdin, he printed svarim, whatever. So what's the mashma from that Mishnah? From the Mishnah, Memches, it's mashma. Only if you say al-minas, then it's a nice kedushin. If I say stam, you said it, but you didn't say al-minas. If I say it's a good kedushin. If you didn't say al-minas, if I say it's good. So the Mishnah of Samach Beis, it's mashma, that it's only, why over there, the man said, I thought she's rich. He fooled himself. That's why it's a Kiddush. If I say, if she fooled him, if I say, it's not a Kiddush. So from the Diyuk of Samach Beis, it's mashma, that if she fooled him, it's a nice Kiddush, even without Almanos. From Memches, it's mashma, Dabka Almanos, and not without the Almanos. So there's a problem here. Had a paskin lamaisa in a typical case where he just misled her without saying the whole shetel. So there's a shaila how to. That's some such a shaila. That's how the tshuva begins. What do we do in such a case? What? So first he says maybe you'll say it depends who's doing the fooling. The man or the woman. The woman is becholdu nichala. Some say says that would be a good teretz. Some say the woman is fooling. The man is more makbid. Amen. Says the man is fooling, so there, the woman is only to say Aminas. So the first of some sefer wants to say that, but he says it's not so, because in the Rambam, when he brings down the two Mishnahs, he says Beferish Sai him Sai har on both of them. So you can't say that. So that's his truth. What's negat to us is this fellow. Not only did he lie to say that he's a lamdin and lie to say he's rich, but under the chuppah when he gave her a ring, he said, this ring cost me 3 leiter. I don't know what leiter are. Let's say he said, this ring cost me $300. And that's what he told them before he gave it a ring. And afterwards, they realized that the ring costs three rot. I don't know, rota, he says, it's something that's not even kedai to give a present to a cow. So let's say it's worth $3. Okay? So he says it's worth 300, it's worth three. So the question is that a way out of a chasma? He told the Beferish, I'm a kashi with this ring, it's worth 300. And really, it's worth 3. So this Beferish Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Amar chamshin, v'loi shavu chamshin, holy shavu. So her, this is a good way to get out of this marriage for her. So zaktach sam seifer, 1 minute. What did he say? Did he say this ring is worth $300? No. He said, I spent 300 on the ring. Maybe Hitaka spent 300 on the ring and someone cheated him. maybe the jewelry man cheated him. He said he spent $300 on the ring, and it's really worth $3. So he didn't lie to her. He said, I spent $300. Maybe he did spend $300. So Mela is up to some safe, and that's not a way out of the Kiddush. Mask and test, fine.
So
that's
only
what?
He set up the event that
the car caused to be. Yeah, this is far of the I don't understand. You with me? You with me? He told her under the chuppah, he didn't say this ring is worth 300. He said, I spent $300 on the ring. So after some seifa, that's not enough reason to pat to her. So to make her ice makudashes. Because maybe it's true, he did spend $300 on the ring, and he got fooled. So l'chaira, I don't understand that paragraph of some seifa. Because let's say it's taka true, he spent $300 on the ring, and it's worth $3. Maybe he got married to her, he didn't say anything under the chuppah. So then I understand. But if under the chuppah he said it's worth $300, I spent $300, he implied it's worth $300. And she got married, I'll ask Cain. So what does it help the three that he was fooled? So what does that help? The what?
We said that she thought that it was he thought that she was rich when she was poor, when she was poor she was rich. He thought, so the same thing. He went ahead and spent $300 on it.
To think what she's like, she's an usher or a kehenes, it's sort of one thing. Some people are makris, some are not makris. But if at the time of the kedushin, you're talking about the value of the ring, l'chayra, that's this gemara. L'chayra, this is this case. I mean, it wasn't omelachamshin. It was only that
I spent
$300. That I spent $300.
It's worth, but if regardless of what the price is, she still would have been rich because we only say it or it's no, regardless of what the price is, as long as it's worth some show of fruit, she'll be kedushin.
And if there was a Masada Kedushin who said to the Edim, is this worth a pruta? So then the Chassam Sefer wouldn't even talk. Stummy means a Masada Kedushin didn't do this. So. I don't know. You have to look again at the Lashon Chassam Sefer. To me, when I read the Chassam Sefer, so Sefer is Tshuva Pei Beis, Neven Ezra Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Pei Beis. What I've described to you is the first thing with Samach Beis and Memches is the very beginning of the Tshuva. And right after that, you'll catch the paragraph near the beginning of the Tshuva where he talks about the value. Right, so tomorrow we're going to finish up this inyan of the Bnei Akala, this whole business, and hopefully we'll do the Gemara down, hopefully we'll get the two dots in tomorrow.